It's Saturday, December the 8th, 2018. About 3:35 in the afternoon, and I'm in the studio. And I thought that I'd take a little time. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for listening to those archival, is that what I can call them? Archival. To those older radio programs. Those archive radio programs. And you know what I liked about the last one that I put up? My cousin was over and she prepared a delicious meal. Some kind of a chicken teriyaki with brown rice. And then my friend Richard came down the street and we three had a lunch that was so beautiful. And what made it beautiful is that all three of us were connected, tied into each other, love each other immensely. To have moments like that when you're with friends and you're eating, it's amazing. This is PJ, your internet pastor, if you can call me that. Someone asked for my pastoral services earlier, and I told them I don't do that anymore. I said, you've known me long enough to know the answer to all of your questions. It's found within you. You know, a lot of people have you looking to the sky by and by. Look way down deep within you and see what your particular problem may be, and then decide then. I hope you don't hear me chewing into these little chips. I know it's rude, but I'm 74. Can I do anything wrong to offend you? I know this is not proper radio decorum to do this to smack while I'm in front of the big mic. I know. But can I act up a little bit? Act up or act out, one or the other. Why are we offended at that anyhow? What are the things that can be called offensive that we do? And is that thing that is supposed to be so offensive as to what we do, is that universally true? I mean, wouldn't we want to know that? A Nazi would probably say, no, we'll kill you. Darkie, okay. We know that these kind of people exist in the world, and they know that the kind of people I am exist in the world. I'm raising this proposal. Through all the theology that I've taught on this website, through every webcast that you've heard me speak to you on, what I'd like to do is ask you this question. Why is the philosophy of Rodney King so readily ignored when he gave a solution, when he said, can't we all just get along? What a statement. That question that was asked, by the way, when he was being interviewed, I think he showed his real heart. And it was that. Now that crunch that you just heard was my dog crunching these chips. Mm. he loves them as much as I do. But anyhow, let's leave the difficult questions alone. I've changed my view somewhat on the migrant immigration. The people coming from Guatemala to this country, I've changed my view 100%. I have to agree with the left. Now listen. I like this number playing in the background. Freddie Freeloader, I think that is. But anyway, Harcourt and I both are chewing on these chips. I mean, just the crumbs, you know, kind of crumbs that form on the bottom of the bag. And for some reason, no, I eat salads and everything like that. But for some reason, my body craves this kind of food. It's a food that I've tasted, born and reared here in Los Angeles my whole life, tortillas. And I'm black, but appreciate things from another culture. But things really from the culture that I derived from. You guys ought to do a DNA search or something and find out who my ancestors were. Oh, I'd be a little interested in that, just a little bit. But I wouldn't take it seriously. Because I seriously believe that those kinds of things are not important for us to know. Some things that are important for us to know are things concerning us, which are real. When you look at the news, you see that the truce in Yemen, it has been broken again. Everything is falling down there. The babies, old women, families starving to death. We as Americans here in the United States, and don't get me wrong, I'm not blasting my country or anything like that, but I would like to ask this lone question. Who are we funding? What is our country doing? And what are we, the citizens, the tax-paying citizens, doing about it? Are we a part of the mess? I truly think that we are living in times that can be described as which leans hard up against the door of annihilation. Our moral compass no longer functions at all. Now, is this right or wrong? Well, it depends upon what your moral conscience or immoral conscience says to you. Now, the way that I was taught that one engages what their moral conscience is and whether it is a good one or a bad one by applying it to the book that we in America call the Bible. So I open up the Bible and I gain what is right towards my moral conscience. Therefore, if it says, thou shalt not kill in the Old Testament as one of the Ten Commandments, meaning killing another adult, I would have to say that I agree with that. Now, I seen on this show that I was telling you about on Vice News, the migrants, the ones that's coming from Guatemala are down there, and these people are decent people. And decent young men, decent. A lot of them are running for their lives, people. People, listen. This is a party thing, whether you're in the red or the blue. These people. So where did they come from over our borders and come in here? This is all our lands. And these lands was ripped off from their ancestors. My people. So I changed my view. Need to let them people in here. And if America, check this out. I'm going to say it. And if America, if she puts up a defense against the freedom of the people for whom the land was given in the first place, then history was a maze of lies, and we've all been duped. But I don't believe that. Just thinking out loud. It's kind of quiet. But just the way I like it. No, I'm not coming along good on the book. Very, very, very slow. Not writer's block, but rather, again, a conscious negation of why I should even continue. That's some nice music. And I'm not... The music is coming from outside of the studio. It's coming from my living room. And it sounds so good in my ear. I hope it sounds good in yours. Listening to a jazz station. Really don't have too much to share with you today. I really don't. There's not too much going on in my life other than me every day doing what I usually do. Like I said, my cousin came by. We had lunch. Richard came by and joined us. So my day was full. I think I want to go take a nap right now. Since it is. Oh, wasn't that nice? That was nice. And I don't know who that was because I'm in a different room. And I think it's Pandora. They just keep playing that kind of music and then they play some advertisements. And it's kind of nice. See it on my smart TV. If that smart TV is not looking back at me. Man, if they can look through that big screen and look right into your living room, you guys ought to really give them something to see. album and do it right in front of the screen. Now, what you gotta watch out for is they can record you. Now, see, they can listen to my webcast. They can probably figure out a way to record me video through something in this microphone. I don't know what they got in this thing. I don't care what they can do. I read once in the holy book that I believed in that I can do all things through Christ's spirit in me. Now, that means not to be succumbed by things that appear to be obstacles in my way. A lot of people try to block themselves from poor things happening to them. Oh, I did this because that would have happened, and this would have happened, and that would have happened. I want to share with you why I got rid of my Super Sport Lexus 2002 SC430. Yeah. Why I traded it in for a Mini Coupe. Number one, I got what I got out of the car, what I wanted out of the car. Years of great driving, but it just cost me too much to service, and I needed a smaller car. That's the way I make decisions since I'm alone. And those decisions were the right ones. And I want to keep very cognitive in my mind that when that car keeps telling me like it is, that it needs to be serviced, that I need to take it somewhere and get it serviced. Because they have computers built all through these things. Sensors and adjustments and all that stuff. But you end up paying all those employees taxes and other stuff. Wherever you go today, you have to spend money. There's you can't even park on a public street sometimes. Well, let's make some money here. Let's rezone this. I was a traffic officer. I was a part. You see the hypocrisy of it all. Somebody had to make a living. I was talking with one of these young men today, as a matter of fact. And I was telling him how happy I was to welcome to the other side. How happy I was to become enlightened while up in age. And we were speaking about how different it it is. Excuse me. Oh, there it is. How different it is to hear from a person from a different perspective. Without being clouded by your prejudices. Most of us can't listen to what people have to say. We'll feel obligated to listen to people because the first thing that they say, well, who in the hell does he think he is to presupposed to tell me how to do anything. So how do we resolve this? We resolve this by being totally transparent with the person. You look the person in the face. Get some eye contact. Don't take your eyes off theirs. Read what their body tells you. And then watch the words flow easily. Back and forth. Because he or she has done the same thing. Now, if you approach it through the money thing, well, you got to be this way, you got to be that way, the deal will go sour because a person, you haven't touched a person. They haven't been transparent enough to let you touch them, nor they touch you. No business deal would take place. And if we keep doing our life in that climate, it is no wonder that we never get ahead as black people. So what am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to get real and become transparent. Tell people how you want to live. Tell people how you feel. Rant it. Express yourself. I remember when that record came out when I was a younger man. Express yourself. Oh yeah, that came out when I was in my 20s. And now in my 70s, I say express yourself really. I love the way some of these youngsters express themselves. It's sickening me, these people with these old-fashioned, oh, look at these girls. They done pulled that thing down, and these boys, their pants is, man, let them babies dress the way they want to dress. Waste our time trying to legislate. Look at the way they dress back in the European time. In certain cultures, the dudes wore skirts. What's the matter with you? Why are you so afraid of that? Oh, you feminizing them. No, I know what feminizing them is. Feminizing them is making them walk and talk like a bunch of sissies. I have a problem with that myself. Been feminized our entire culture. We can't even talk with nobody about worrying about, oops, you can't say this, you can't say that. You have to say this. You have to get in a conversation and say, hey, listen, man, can I speak freely? And then if you say, yeah, man, good. Yeah, what? Why are you asking me that? Hey, man, may I speak freely? What I'm saying to you, brother, is this. Can I say something to you that you may not necessarily like, but I'd like to say it to you. Because I wanna get to know you better. So may I say what I wanna say? Now if he say no, Emma Effa, he read you perfectly. Leave that man alone. You can't communicate with him. But if you tell him that from a sincere part of you. It don't make no difference what color his skin is, what his background is. If you learn how to communicate on the level in which he is communicating and you communicate certain things about you, that which is most like you and likes to be around you and to talk with you and to have. It recently happened to me like that when I had gotten a new agent. I won't tell you anything other than that. When I met this agent, it was delightful. One of the reasons that I chose him as my agent in this area, he was delightful to speak with. Very delightful. And I like that. Now, what makes that happen? What makes it happen is that you have to be transparent enough to want the delightfulness to take place and stop listening to people say, oh no, don't listen to that fool. Next thing you know, you're going to have you kissing the dude. No, 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 I'm not going to have you. You're going to do that on your own. Hell, you know, we can play this game. I never felt that way. He said, yeah, you felt that way. I don't know why you lying. Same thing for you women. Oh no, that's evil. That's not evil. That happens naturally in life. Happens all around us, all the time. It all depends upon whether you want to own up to it or not. Playing these games. Oh, wow. You would think that in this modern era that such crazy prohibitions would have dried up. But they have not, because like someone has accused me of, well, you don't vote, Mr. Coleman. You say that voting is not important. It is not important to me. But if it's important to you, you go ahead and do it. I don't think that my life matters that much. It will come to its fruitful end in due time, or due season, some would say. Well, thank you for coming to the website. 25 minutes, that's good. I don't have too much to talk about. Thank you for coming. Let me know. Facebook message me. Yeah. Let me know what you think of the radio presentations. The past ones and the present one. Is this the same John Coleman you're talking to? I'm telling you, when I listened to that last presentation that I just put up, and I let my cousin here and Richard that was here, and I said, now tell me if that's not me right now. They couldn't say a word. And I told them, why do you think I'm putting these things up? Because I told them, the people around me get this from me. They're not getting it. So I have to put this up through my little talks in between the radio programs to let you know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm a master teacher. I give it to you in the real. Like that saxophone. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back soon.